Welcome to This Page is Under Construction, a podcast all about Angel Fire and GeoCity websites, about fandom, friendship, and more. I am your host, Stephanie Cook, and I will be taking you on this journey along with amazing special guests who are going to join us and tell us all about the sites they created back in the heyday of Angel Fire and GeoCities. If you like what we do, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it, and tell your friends about the nostalgic wonder that is This Page is Under Construction. On this episode, we are joined by Carla Sorlazola. You know what? I'm just going to let you say your last name. Carla Sorlazola. Okay. You do it.
My name is Carla Solorzano.
Oh my God. She literally just told me this and like I practiced and I still messed it up. I am so sorry. I am the worst host.
That is perfectly fine.
Well, thank you for joining us and thank you for not immediately hanging up on me.
Of course.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and then we'll get into talking about, you know, nerdy websites.
Sure. I'm 27. I just recently graduated, with a bachelor's degree in English. As far as work goes, I've been, working at the college newspaper, at, UT Arlington. And, I was a reporter there for a while. And then, the past year I was there social media editor. So, anything digital or technology based or, anything like that has always been an interest for me.
Very nice. And did that all start for you with creating some sort of fan website back in the day?
I would definitely say it was a major influence. Because there was, you know, chat rooms and, message boards, but it felt more connecting, I guess, to create your own fan-based website back then. You could have, like, your own little corner. Now, there's so many other ways to express yourself and get your ideas out there with social media, but that was probably one of the more curated ways to, you know, relay some kind of message.
People came to find you.
Yeah, definitely.
So did you use Angel Fire or GeoCities?
I actually used Tripod.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't really remember why I decided on Tripod. I think maybe it was just one of the more easy sites to use. Granted, I was like 10 or 11 when I made a website back then. So I was definitely more interested in something that was going to be simple to use. Yeah.
Did you, I mean, again, 10's like pretty young to be like, I don't even think the internet fully existed in my life until I was like a teen.
Okay.
But like 10 is such a young age to be on the internet and kind of be exposed to all of these things, which is just, it's crazy. We live in a crazy world. It's just,
right.
But did you learn HTML or did you teach yourself anything to kind of help you along or were you just more there to kind of put something out there that was about the fandom you were into?
I think for me personally, it wasn't about learning because I was a kid, you know, I wanted to have fun. It wasn't necessarily, a tool I was trying to use, for educational purposes. But my dad probably saw it as a benefit. And I did end up picking up HTML here and there just because while it was easy to use tripod.com, there was not a whole lot. There was some functionality that you couldn't get without coding. So I ended up, you know, learning a little bit more about how to use HTML. And I got introduced to computers and the internet and stuff like that actually by my dad because he kind of just saw that this was going to be the way that things were going to go from, you know, that point on. So he took classes at a community college for a long time. So I kind of had that foundation pretty early.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Very intuitive. Like, I feel like there's, you know, there was definitely a lot of like, ah, computers are the future. But then a lot of people are like, nah, it's never going to last. Like,
yeah.
But yeah. So what was the first thing that you really kind of got invested in? Like, what drove you to want to make a site?
Probably seeing other people's websites. So my site was actually focused around NSYNC.
God, yes! All of my dreams are coming true.
Because I guess that was the first big thing that I was super into. And what I was particularly taken with was like the NSYNC humor sites, which, you know, they poked fun at the band, but they were still fans. And that really, I guess it was more keyed into the type of thing that I was interested in. Like, yes, of course I was a fan, but I know that it's kind of dopey as well.
Tumblr, it was like Tumblr back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's a really great way to put it. So that's what drove me to make my own site, is like looking at all of the other ones and figuring out like, oh, I could also do this, and I can put my stuff out there and I can create my own content.
So did you wind up making friends with any of those other members of the community, or was it something that you felt you did more for yourself?
It probably, you know, maybe I didn't think at the time that it was more for myself, but looking back, it definitely was, because I've made friends on the internet pretty much my whole life, but none of them were really from making my own website. I didn't really get any contact that way, and I didn't really like email or message any other people who were making NSYNC sites. It was, you know, a lot of my friends didn't even know that I had it. And especially when I got older, it was a thing that I kept quiet. but yeah, it was probably more for myself.
So here's a very important question. Very important. Sure. Who was your favorite member in NSYNC?
Oh, Lance Bass.
Okay. Is there...
And
he was dreamy. He was dreamy.
I don't know what it was. Maybe it was because he was a little self-deprecating, because he knew he wasn't the best dancer. But he also had, like, you know, he was the bass voice in the group. So I guess all of that together was just like, yeah, I like this one.
Yeah. You know, I also really liked Lance. Like, I was like, ugh, it's like... too, like, I don't want to be the one that like also loves Justin, like,
ugh, yeah.
Like, every, he's got enough love, like, yeah, yeah, I feel this, like, he, Lance just was more relatable.
Yeah, I would. Yeah,
he was. I was watching, what was I watching recently? I know, I don't know why I'm playing this off like I don't remember exactly what story I'm about to tell. Like, I'm like, what was I watching? No, I was watching Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Uh-huh.
And, like, NSYNC made a guest cameo. There was all kinds of, like, boy bands that made guest appearances on Sabrina and mm-hmm. had the weirdest random rules. And NSYNC was one of the last episodes I watched before I moved into my new apartment and stopped watching it literally every day, all day. But, like, I love it. Their videos were so fun. Like, who doesn't love Bye Bye Bye?
Right. It's a classic.
It's a classic. Like, those, you can't listen to any of those songs and not want to dance, except for the sad ones. But, like, you know.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah. So what kind of content did you have on your site? You said you were kind of aiming for more, like, you were poking fun a bit, but, like, still very much in a, like, loving way. Like, it was, like, this band was a big part of your life. You really liked them, but also they're kind of ridiculous.
Right. You know, I'm trying to remember what the website looked like, and I remember having a page that was, like, an About Me page, and I guess another one was more of, like, a blog-type page where I would just post rants about the band or what was going on with them. Like, I remember when they announced that they were going on hiatus, I probably wrote something really long. Yeah, for sure. But I also had a section dedicated to humor, and I don't remember. Okay, no, I do remember. I wrote a fake interview with Justin Timberlake.
Oh my God.
Because he was going through that one phase where he had like the cornrows and he liked appropriating AAVE a lot. And so I was poking fun at that and that kind of character that he was embodying at that particular time. And the other section was photos that I had scanned from like magazines, and I wrote my own captions to them.
Amazing.
Yeah. So there was too much work put into this website, because, you know, I don't think, anyone who, you know, is a teenager right now knows the struggle of scanning photos and getting them to work on a website.
They have no idea. They can take photos with their smartphones because 10-year-olds these days have iPhones. Like, they do not.
So this is a very involved process, you know, on the one computer that me and my parents shared. And so, you know, they knew exactly what I was doing. So it's not like I could keep it from my parents about how embarrassing I was.
You're like, I'm doing important work. I'm doing God's work right now. Like, somebody needs to do this, and it's me. So, okay, more important questions. How did you feel about the Justin Britney relationship? I know he wasn't, like, your favorite, but, like, that was, like, a big staple for a while there, the Britney-Justin forming.
Oh, for sure. I definitely liked them as a couple.
How could you not? You know, like, they're matching denim outfits.
I still think about that all the time. That was such a look. And I mean, I actually liked Britney Spears first before I liked NSYNC, but for some reason the fandom of NSYNC just appealed to me more. But you know, I've always loved Britney Spears. I will always love her. She can do no wrong, honestly.
All right, follow-up question. Have you seen the Lifetime Britney Spears movie?
I haven't, and it's only because I don't know how to watch it online. To be honest, I haven't really sought it out very much. But once I figure that out, I am definitely going to watch it.
I'm not even really sure how I watched it, to be honest. it actually might have been on YouTube. But it was the best, worst thing I think I've ever seen. Like,
oh, stuff like that.
None of it can be true. Like, it's all so ridiculous. But the actor they have playing Justin Timberlake is ridiculous. There's a dance-off. Like, it's a post-breakup club dance-off.
Oh, this sounds terrible.
It's so good. And, like, it's not even like they're like being sexy. Like they're like, ooh, yeah. Like it's a dance off. Whoa. Oh, you wish you had this. You don't. Like they are like straight up like having a dance off with like his moves from the Bye 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 video and her moves from I'm a Slave for You. Like it's so bad.
Well, and Britney won that one clearly. Like that's had to have like how that went down. Like,
both of them are the worst actors, and so and neither of them can dance. So it was just—it's honestly, I recommend it. Like,
okay,
watch it. Like, I don't know if you drink. I don't know you very well here, but like, if you drink, I would recommend partaking in some beverages.
All right, noted.
Get, like, some friends who also loved Britney and/or NSYNC or both, and enjoy it for every ridiculous minute. It honestly made me want to watch every horrible Lifetime movie that was ever made.
I mean, they're usually pretty bad / good.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, I'm ready for that.
I want them to make a Spice Girls one.
Oh my God.
I live for that day. We'll bring it back around. We'll bring it back around. So,
all right.
Are you still a fan of NSYNC? Like, will they always have a special place in your heart sort of thing?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I follow Lance Bass on Facebook. He actually an okay. So, huh?
He was going to be an astronaut. Did he become an astronaut? I don't know.
I know. Man, I totally forgot that plot line. But when Twitter first started, I was definitely one of the first people in my social group to get into it. And not a lot of celebrities were on Twitter yet at that time. And I remember when he joined Twitter, it was like a whole big thing, especially like with me. So I tweeted at him and I mentioned that when I was, you know, younger, I had convinced myself that I was going to marry him. And he replied to me. So that's like my claim to fame.
What did he say? Was he just like, oh, thanks?
I don't even remember. I just know that there was a winky face at the end.
Oh, my God. I would have printed it out and framed it.
I'm sure I have a screenshot somewhere.
That's amazing. Like, I wish the Spice Girls had been around when, like, Angel Fire and GeoCities was at. I guess they might have been. I had, like, everything Spice Girls, and I kind of feel like I would have made a website, but I didn't.
I feel like anime related. I think the Spice Girls were definitely more of like a 97, 98 thing, where NSYNC was more of like a 99 to 2001 thing.
Yeah.
They're just on the cusp.
Oh, I miss those days. They were simpler times.
Definitely.
Anyways, I won't keep you for any longer. I love that you did a whole site about NSYNC. Like, I love it. So, if anybody wants to talk to you some more about NSYNC, and I don't know why they wouldn't, because, I mean, honestly, guys, NSYNC. Where can they find you on Twitter, and they can look for your Lance Bass tweets and all that stuff?
Well, that was, like, you know, that was an old account a long ago that's long dead, but currently I'm tweeting under the handle Carla_Zano, so CARLA_ZANO.
Amazing. One more question.
Sure.
What's your favorite NSYNC song?
I know. I didn't prepare myself for this.
I'm sorry. What's one of your favorites?
I guess my favorite is I Thought She Knew, because I'm not sure that that was on any major album. I think it was on the McDonald's CD with Britney Spears and NSYNC and I think a couple other people. Lance Bass is featured heavily on that one, so I think that's my favorite song.
Amazing. Thank you so much, and we'll have to talk about more boy bands and all that very soon.
Sure, sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to check in next time and get the latest episode by subscribing to the show. Also, if you like what we do, review it. Tell other people about how great we are and how you love hearing about all of these stories that remind you of the good old days of Angel Fire, GeoCities, flashing GIFs, sparkly text, hit counters, guest books, and more. Thank you, and if you want to find us online or talk to me or any of the guests, make sure you follow them on Twitter, and you can follow me at HelloCookie.